Today on the podcast, we're talking about a super important way to reduce conflict in your everyday life. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about so that we can all find a little more balance, bliss, and confidence in our everyday. I truly appreciate you being a part of this community, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, rate and review over on iTunes, or share with a friend that might also enjoy this podcast as well. Thank you so, so much. So I'm excited for today's podcast, talking about how to reduce conflict in your life. And this is going to be an interesting one because it's a little bit of a counterintuitive way of reducing conflict. Let me say that in general, something I've learned, and actually maybe I'll use this from this example, from when I was in school getting my PhD in nutrition, I was writing a lot of research papers, and every time you write a research paper, you send it out to a journal, and then there's peer review. And so that means that three people that don't know who you are read your paper, critique it, ask questions, and basically decide, do they think it's worthy of being published, or do they think that it needs more work, or is it really not, you know, worthless science? And, you know, when this first happened, when I'd first sent out papers to review, I'd get it back and someone would say, oh, I don't really get this point, or why did you do this? And, you know, I'd be like, oh, this idiot, like, how does this person not see? I wrote about it on page 8, or why are they confused about X, or don't they know that I did Y? And I would get really angry and like, oh, this person just doesn't get it. This person, they don't get it at all. And it might have been my advisor or just in conversations with friends. And the way that I eventually learned to reframe this was that if someone didn't get something, it didn't mean they were stupid. It means that I didn't explain it well, right? So if someone didn't see that page 10 actually had the answer to their question, let me give the assumption that they read it just fine, but for whatever reason they missed that, or I didn't communicate it well, so they still had a lingering question. And it really helped me to turn, you know, the peer reviewers from an enemy into someone that was illuminating what I didn't share and illuminating the places that I wasn't clear. Okay, so how does this relate to you and the conflict in your life? I realized recently, I was thinking about this, of how easily we fall into roles. So let me just give another example. A friend shows up late. You said you were going to meet at 7, 7:15 is not there, 7:30 not there, you know, you've sent her 3 text messages, she comes in 7:40, and it's like, okay, finally. And then the next time that you go to meet with her, I mean, the whole time you're like, oh my gosh, you know, is she even going to show up on time? I bet you she won't show up on time. I might as well not come until 7:15 because she's not going to show up on time. You want to send her a text message beforehand, say, hey, are we really meeting at 7? And you kind of build all this protective covering over you and make this assumption that because this happened one time, it's going to happen again and again and again. And this is something that we do all the time. We take a trait or an attribute of the other person, some sort of conflict that's happening, and we assume it's going to keep happening. Now, I am all about for setting some healthy boundaries and knowing, for example, if your friend is always late or if your friend is going to forget that you're meeting up, of course, send them a text message, remind them, hey, we said we were doing pizza. Is that still going to work for you? Like, of course. But on the other hand, in some scenarios where it's maybe a little more insidious, maybe it's not that they don't show up on time, but maybe they say something snarky about what you're wearing or whatever this is, that we kind of can set ourselves up for this pattern before it even comes true. Right? We're like ready for them to make the comment about our clothes before we even know that they're going to. We set them up to let our dreams, our reality come true. And what I was really thinking about is how conflict is co-created. Now, even if you happen to just know a bully and you never did anything to provoke them, you're never talking back to them, it feels like it's really one-sided. It's kind of two-sided because they need you to be there in order for them to bully you. That makes sense. So even if we are a completely innocent player in our relationships, there is a sense of co-creation that happens whenever we have conflict. And I realized how dangerous this is. I realize how threatening this is because on the one hand, we're spending a lot of energy worrying about what might happen. It might cause us to shut down and not see these person's other traits in as much of a way. So like we shut down because of these negative traits and then we forget that this is a whole person that also has positive traits and real feelings and just wants to be happy like the rest of us. So it can shut us down. It takes a lot of energy and it might even stop us from doing what we actually need to do. So let's say the friend that always says something crappy about what you're wearing, well, you know, we can get put out and feel sad about ourselves for the rest of the time that we're hanging out with them, or we could decide to say something about it, or we could decide to not hang out with that person, or we could decide to stand up for ourselves. And when we get so caught up in the quote unquote, this is how it is, it's a lot harder to break that pattern. We are so ingrained in how this works. I come, she says something crappy, I feel bad about myself. 10 minutes later, she makes a joke. Okay, we pretend it's all good, right? Like you could just see how that could just spiral and go forward and forward and forward day after day. And what I invite you to do instead, and the way that this relates to even the peer review, is to look in at yourself of, okay, wait, am I showing up defensive? Okay. Is there something I could be doing to mediate this situation? And am I giving this situation more energy than it deserves? Is this actually where I want my energy and attention to be? I'm protecting myself? Or do I actually deserve to spend time with people with whom I don't have to protect myself around? And I think that is the huge thing. That is where it comes into our confidence and our strength as human beings of recognizing that actually we deserve healthy, meaningful, open relationships with all of the people in our lives, and that we do have the right to experience that, and we don't have to put up with people, relationships that make us feel lesser than. And again, this doesn't mean you have to dump everyone that's ever sent a bad word to you, but it might mean that you need to set some new boundaries. It might mean that you need to stand up for yourself, and it might mean you have to say goodbye to some people. It means that we have to stop taking the status quo as status quo and invite a disruption and decide we actually don't want to be a co-creator in the conflict. Instead, we want relationships that, I don't want to say are frictionless, but that are meaningful and humanizing for both parties. I think that's the thing is, you know, even if I feel like the innocent party and I get angry at someone that has been rude or less than kind to me, you know, ultimately I am dehumanizing them by seeing them as this evil person. And sometimes it's better for me to either set a boundary or remove myself from the situation than to be involved in this co-creation of evil, of not feeling good. So a couple questions to ask yourself if you're thinking about where this shows up in your relationships. I would invite you to think about any relationships or people that you almost show up ready for a fight or you show up expecting conflict. If there's someone that you see and, you know, you change your shoes because they know they're going to say something, or you're afraid to go talk to your boss, but you know you have to go do it. Okay. So anything where you almost feel like there's a premeditation or anxiety before seeing them. If there's an expectation about what's going to happen that causes stress and not joy. Then ask yourself if it has to be this way. Ask yourself, how could you show up differently to make this be to de-escalate the situation? How would you show up differently? Does it mean standing up for yourself? Does it mean softening, not reacting? Does it mean removing yourself from the situation? Always, what's the benevolent assumption? What's something that you can ask yourself or tell yourself about this other person that makes you see them as a whole human? Rather than saying, oh, well, obviously they're a jerk. Could they have had a bad day? Could there be something else happening? Maybe this isn't about you. Can you find a benevolent assumption? And then always protecting your autonomy and your worthiness, knowing that the right answer always results in you feeling like a strong, competent, capable human being, not less of one. So I invite you to see this in your life, because there are many times where our conflict is just a result of pattern and is just a result of doing what we've been doing again and again and again, and not asking ourselves if things could be different. So is there a way to disrupt the pattern, to show up in a new way and take a stressful situation and de-escalate it? Again, where can you protect and find your autonomy, your worthiness, your strength as a human being? And I think that is the most beautiful piece about it. I got to spend the weekend with one of my best friends, Jess, and something that really called to me was how much of herself she is in all situations. And even when confronted with someone that is almost even antagonizing, she doesn't react, she responds, she gets curious, she asks questions. And it was really beautiful to see how much of herself she is in all situations. And it really involved a benevolent assumption, giving time, and allowing patterns to break. So that is what I invite for you. I would love to hear your reactions, and if there is a specific relationship or situation that you now feel called to de-escalate that conflict, you can always send me a message over on Instagram. I'm at BE, Happy Healthy Human, or you can check out more on me, my services, what we do at Happy Healthy Human over at BEHappyHealthyHuman.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'm wishing you lots of love and light today. And that light in me very humbly bows to the same light in you. Namaste, friends.